Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
Easter is over. Stomach's full. Lazy mode still on. And a few centimeters or kilograms more. How to, well, maybe not get rid of those few kilograms, but at least improve your digestion afterwards. You can always take a sip or two of one of the most noble, and I guess oldest, beverages ever, namely beer. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the history of beer in a nutshell. As with all many year-long traditions, it is hard to attribute the invention or rather discovery of beer to any specific culture, group of people, or even the time. However, you may be surprised because the first ever fermented beer was developed together with cereal agriculture as many as 12,000 years ago. As soon as people started growing wheat, rice, barley, and maize, they probably came across the moment when the grain started fermenting thanks to yeast in the air. However, the earliest record concerning beer dates back about 9,000 years and moves us to China, where some documents describe a drink made of rice, honey, and fruit. The first barley beer, nonetheless, is attributed to the Middle East. Archaeologists even found some ceramic vessels with beer residue from around 3000 BC. Interestingly, ancient Egyptian workers were probably paid with a pint of brew, and the beer as such not only constituted a part of everyday diet, but it was also drunk by children. What's more, people also added some flavors of fruits and, surprisingly, olive oil. I can imagine the very first tasting event driven by the principle, if it doesn't kill you, don't waste it. The followers of brewing tradition were naturally the Greeks and Romans, though it was actually the wine that got more popularity in Rome. The noble Roman considered beer purely barbarian drink. How rude, we may say, but still, it became popular where the cultivation of grapes was hard or even impossible. If you're interested in what happened with beer in the Middle Ages and what the production of this beverage looks like nowadays, stay tuned, beer topic will be continued.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.